just like the rest of the city, we're kind of tired of having to deal with this button building over and over and over again. And it's been in the city's hands for 2 or 3 years now, I suppose. And the council has finally decided, after trying to market it, sell it with other realtors, with no avail, that we've decided now we're going to just put out proposals and see if we can get somebody in the next, 90 to 120 days to give us a proposal with something that we would accept. So we would move forward with that then if the council would approve. Now, on the other hand, we are working on an incubator, and our economic development coordinator will continue to work on the incubator project in the Button Building. And if it would be successful and we would sell that property to some individual, then we would have to find a place to relocate our incubator.
And I guess, how concerned are you knowing the sizable investment that is needed in a basically a downtown, I don't know if you'd call it an anchor property, but it sits in the middle of downtown, and knowing that kind of the clock is ticking on, I think, what is it, less than 4 years of the TIF. That's the discussion that I was thinking about tonight when you're talking about that. That sounds like a significant worry for having only 4 years remaining and that sizable, I guess, concern in the middle of downtown.
Right, exactly. It is the cornerstone of our downtown, and I'd hate to see anything happen to that building. So I hope that we get proposals from folks that will come in and do something and renovate it, and hopefully they can benefit from the historic downtown district and get some credits there that would help with the renovations. Because you're right, we've put a lot of money into that building, and we've spent a lot of taxpayers' TIF money in that building, and it would be nice if we could find somebody to come in and redevelop that property with not using TIF.